Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Tom Bowerly and David Bellavia. It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Yeah, and it is Bowerly with you. We made it to Thursday. Yeah, 5-day work week after the holiday week. Kind of suck. But we made it through it almost. One more day to go, and then woohoo, tomorrow night it's party time. Actually, tonight it's party time here at Entercom Buffalo. It's our corporate Christmas party. Okay, so here's the deal. Unforeseen traffic circumstances mean that I'm going to take a traffic report in just a moment because we've got a Mongolian cluster dance going on out there. But I just want to introduce the topic because I've got one line and one line only that is open for you. Are you spiritual? Are you religious? Are you atheist? Are you agnostic? And by the way, anything I just said is not mutually exclusive necessarily from the idea. Do you believe that we are the aliens we seek? That no matter whether you believe there is a God, don't believe there's a God, or you're just not sure, that we are simply the result of aliens seeding the planet with conscious, sentient beings. And the reason people see these spaceships, even the United States Navy with the Tic Tac UFO video, the reason people see them is they're just checking up on their handiwork. Like, you know, they're probably saying, where'd we go wrong? Time for one of those worldwide floods again? All right, let's get right back to the calls on News Radio 930 WBEN, and it is Willie in Angola. Willie, you are on. Hello.
Yeah, I had a kind of theory similar to yours that the humans are the actual aliens on planet Earth.
And that is not my belief system necessarily. I am just putting it out there as a possibility that I've heard discussed, just like atheism, agnosticism, and spirituality and religions.
Oh, it's completely plausible, and you can tie it into the story of Adam and Eve and take it literally or figuratively that humans came to planet Earth, and the story starts with Adam and Eve, two people colonizing a new planet. That explains.
Well, let me just interrupt at this point and tell you that according to 23andMe, we all, at least all men, are descended from a genetic Adam. So whether you want to call it biblical Adam or scientific Adam, one dude is the progenitor of us all.
Oh, that makes complete sense to me.
I mean, I have a hard time accepting that, but it seems to have evidence to back it up, as opposed to the theory of spontaneous generation of multiple human civilizations around the world that didn't really know each other.
Well, that some of the stories of the Bible don't really make sense, but I suppose that some of them could be interpreted in more figurative terms and you know, tied in with us being the aliens, and that might make sense. It might be one possible explanation.
Okay, here's one for you. I mean, you want to talk about biblical stories and aliens. Okay, Mary is a virgin. Mary gets pregnant. What are the chances that Mary was abducted by aliens, impregnated by the aliens, and Jesus was an alien?
I suppose it's as believable as any other story I've heard.
I mean, just as food for thought. Look, I don't know what the answers are, but I've been dying to do this show for, almost 40 years.
Well, I don't think anybody really knows the answers, and neither do the scientists, because they're really just educated guesses. And the stories that have been handed down through various religious organizations, any of the holy books, I mean, play telephone with somebody, and you can see how quickly the stories get twisted around, you know.
Oh, yes. I mean, we've all done, you know, the rumor game and all that kind of stuff. So at the end of the day, and by the way, believing that there are alien civilizations out there that may be checking up on Earth from time to time does not preclude you from saying, well, I'm an Anglican or I'm a Jew or I'm a Muslim. What do you personally believe? What is your belief system? Remember, we're at a bar. There's music playing in the background. You bought me a Southern Comfort. I've already had a few Southern Comforts because I'm not driving. And I foolishly ask you, so do you go to church?
I don't prescribe to any organized religion, mostly because I don't trust humans. But I believe there's got to be some other power besides us, but I don't have the answer as to what it is.
So are you kind of a deist then?
Yeah, I'm in the middle of anything. There's more than one explanation, and I don't know it, so I'm kind of on the fence.
Well, I appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Good to hear from you. Let's get right back to the calls in order. It is John who is currently driving, hopefully not on the 190 northbound, which is a mess. The accident is at Amherst Street. The backup goes past the Peace Bridge. Avoid the 190 north. Total Mongolian cluster. You know what I'd like to say, but I must say dance. And John, you're on WBEN. John, I don't think John is there anymore. Well, that frees up a line for you at 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, and the toll-free number 1-800-616-WBEN. Order before midnight tonight. Let's go to Bill in East Aurora. Bill, you are on WBEN.
Hi, Tom.
Yes, sir.
I started out probably as a very religious person, being brought up in a Catholic church and all. And after that experience and kind of disappointed in a lot of the way the church operates, I'm more of a spiritual person. And I say that because, you know, I'm fascinated by NDEs, near-death experiences. And in particular, one done by Dr. Mary Neal. If you ever get on YouTube, you know, search her out. She's got a fascinating experience of drowning.
Well, as you know, without being rude and interrupting you, as you well know, there are various explanations for what we call near-death experiences. Some believe it's a chemical reaction in the brain when the brain believes that the organism is about to die. But what is your take on NDEs or near-death experiences?
Well, with her situation, she was underwater for 30 minutes. So she was dead. I mean, even being a neurosurgeon after the experience, and after her, you know, she got well and all that stuff. I mean, you have to listen to the story. It's huge. Very long story, but it's very fascinating. She studied herself, and she studied everything, any possible way, being a scientist of the brain and how the brain dies and how the body dies. And she could not come up with an explanation of how she survived. I mean, there's no, in the what we know today as far as the body and brain death, she says there's no way that my experiences were not real. I mean,
even accounting for the mammalian diving reflex?
Yes, yes. I mean, again, she's a neurosurgeon, so she knows all the science on this stuff, and she is thoroughly and totally convinced that she was loved by God. She met spirits on the other side that were taking her to, you know, the pearly gates. And, you know, it wasn't her time, and she had to go back.
Now, I'm not familiar with Dr. Mary Neal's story, but does she have an explanation for why she would have been welcomed by holy figures but then sent back to this hellhole?
Yeah, she wasn't done with her work on Earth. She had issues that she had to deal with the upcoming death of her son. I mean, you really have to listen to her. I mean, she's extremely credible. I mean, her and her husband are both neurosurgeons, and they both cannot explain how this happened. There's no way that she should have survived. And the people that rescued her after her body broke loose from the kayak that was underwater for a half hour, you know, they got her out of the water. They worked on her, worked on her. And even the rescuers that were interviewed said, whatever happened and how she came back to life, we had nothing to do with it.
Was the water cold?
Well, it was in Chile. And, you know, I'm not sure if the water was cold or warm or whatever, but I'm sure they took that into consideration in their calculation on how this all came down, you know. But
So you are spiritual in part as a result of reading the account of what should have been the death of Dr. Mary Neal.
Yes, her and thousands of other people.
But if she was welcomed by, I presume, the holy figures about whom are written in Scripture, that you would lean toward Christianity, or am I leaping to an assumption?
Well, In my opinion, I think you're leaping to an assumption only because, you know, I believe in God, but it could be, you know, anything, you know, a higher power. I mean, we just call it God for you know, ease of identification, but it could be Allah, it could be whatever, you know, whatever you want to call it. On the other side, but I think that it's, and like I say, when you listen to the thousands and thousands of people that experience this, I mean, they all can't be making it up, and a lot of their stories are very similar. I mean, they're extremely similar to all the little processes that happen as this goes on. And you know, when you listen to Dr. Mary Neal, she will say that it was so real. It wasn't like a dream. It was so real that she had no doubt in her mind that this happened. And to just verify that, like I say, she's a neurosurgeon. She studied on all the medication they gave her afterwards because she had some little in-and-out experiences in recovery, that kind of thing. And she examined all the drugs they put her on just to eliminate a lot of different things. And like I say, if you get on YouTube and
I'll definitely check it out. Dr. Mary Neal, thank you for the call. I will definitely check that out later. Good to hear from you. Freeze up a line. You know the numbers, I'm sure, by now. Now, the Dr. Mary Neal story is fascinating because no human being who is submerged underwater, as an adult anyway, is supposed to be able to survive 30 minutes without oxygen. Unless she's part fish like Mr. Limpet, which I highly doubt. It was an old Don Knotts movie. They used to show it on Channel 7 all the time. But, you know, it sometimes is frustrating to not know. In my case, just over 2 years ago when I had my widowmaker heart attack, there is not one doctor who can explain to me why I am alive. I should not. Statistically, I should not be alive with the 100% blockage in two arteries. They don't know. I have no clue. I'll never know the answer. They'll never know the answer, but it is what it is. I'm just saying. I wonder how she's doing with that aspect of it. Knowing the odds.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
That she shouldn't have lived, and yet, as a neurosurgeon, she survived, and she has the requisite training to logically analyze everything through which she lived and the thoughts she had. Dr. Mary Neal, I must check her out. Let's go to Lanny in Toronto. The last Lanny in Toronto I talked to is Lanny McDonald of the Toronto Maple Leafs, and you're on WBEN.
Hi, Tom. I hope everything is going well for you. But I think you've talked to me before prior to talking to Lanny McDonald.
Probably after, because he played a long time ago. There was one. Lanny McDonald was a classy guy. There was one time the whistle blew at the old Odd, and Lanny took a slap shot at, I think, Don Edwards because he hadn't heard the whistle go off, and Lanny skated up to Don Edwards and patted him on the pads, his goalie pads, just to tell him, hey, look, dude, I didn't hear the whistle. I wasn't trying to shoot after the whistle, which is a no-no in the NHL. So are you religious, spiritual, agnostic, atheist, alien intelligence? Where are you in this?
I'm a practicing Jew, more leaning towards Orthodox. And I can tell you, by saying that, it's pretty evident that I believe in our Torah, which consists of the what is considered by the Holy Bible, the first five books of the Bible. And in the very beginning, in Genesis, it's God says clearly there, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The earth was void and with no form. Just that statement alone. There's almost nobody in existence that knows really what does that mean, because that's so complicated.
It's a very hard concept around which to wrap one's brain.
That's right. But he also goes on and says that he created this on this day, this on this day, this on this day, until he finished on sixth day, and the seventh day he rested. But it's clear there. The thing in with science will say, yeah, but we can do testing that makes things, you know, this is 200 million years old, this is 400 million years old. What I think what science is kind of missing there is the fact that if you believe that God created the universe, let alone the earth, the whole universe, that means he could do anything that he wants. He could make it appear that this thing is, you know, 400 million years old, because it all has to go with what's the purpose of the creation to start with.
And as you, I'm sure, are well aware, there are a lot of debates within the theological community about this. There is, for example, something called gap theory, which I don't have the time to get into right now.
Okay.
When I say something like that, that means I've heard of it and I kind of know what it means, but I don't know enough to actually talk about it. Look it up during the freaking break. Lanny, I'd like to hear more about your religious journey, but I'm going to have to put you on hold. Is that okay?
Yeah, 100%.
All right. So we have a practicing Jew on the line. And if you have a thought you'd like to share, if you're just joining us, first of all, traffic is an unholy, ungodly, atheistic mess on the 190 northbound, starts at Amherst Street and goes all the way south back to Church Street. I mean, if it gets much further, it'll be backed up to the 190 at the other end. So beware of the northbound 190. It is a mess. Avoid it at all costs. And also, if you're driving on some of the side streets off of the thruway where you get off, just please use extra caution on the side streets that aren't used to having all that overflow traffic during rush hour. Sometimes what will happen is people get off, and then streets that aren't built for accommodation of so many vehicles at once become very congested, and pedestrians kind of get in the way. So look out for them, and just obviously, I'm not trying to be your dad, but just be safe. All right, it is Bowerly with you on News Radio 930 WBEN, and it is 4:38, and I'll tell you what I'm going to do, because we got a lot of people calling in about today's topic, which I'll reintroduce in just a moment. But if you are near, and you've got a, if you've got a visual on the accident on the 190 North at Amherst Street, and you want to put us in the picture as to exactly what is happening at this moment at the Amherst Street on the 190 northbound, what I'll do is I'll open up our contest lines. We ain't giving anything away, but if you've got eyeballs on the accident and want to give us an update from the ground level, you can call us at 644-9875, 644-9875. So if you're just joining us, I hope you're not stuck in traffic, but if you're just joining us, it's been so far a terrific show, because what we're talking about is, and this came up at a certain news conference yesterday. I told you I wasn't going to say a certain word, actually a certain couple of words, because many of you are blanked out as far as that topic is concerned. And believe me, if you're blanked out listening to it, I'm blanked out talking about it. So what I'm asking you is, are you religious? Are you spiritual? And if so, what does that even mean to you? Are you agnostic? Are you atheist? And there's another question that sometimes doesn't come up in these kinds of conversations. And it is there a chance? So you're saying there's a chance. Is there a chance that really all we are as human beings are little alien seedlings? In other words, human life was basically an alien experiment. Or maybe we're the offspring, we're the spawn of aliens escaping a war on whatever their home planet happened to be. Or maybe a colony of an alien civilization or two. Stranger thoughts have been expressed. I mean, Ancient Aliens, pretty popular show. All right, so getting back to the whole religion question, we go to Lanny in Toronto, a practicing Jew. My one question that I wanted to get into is, were you born Jewish or were you a convert to Judaism?
I was born Jewish. My mother's Jewish. It goes by the mother. It has nothing to do with the father.
Right. Have you had at any point any thought of possibly moving to Israel?
My three children live there, but I happen to like it here. And I have to honestly say, in Israel is totally different lifestyle than here. And I love that bar that I go to. I'm just trying, I can't remember the River Street Grill. They don't have a River Street Grill, so forget that.
All right. But you said, as I recall at the outset of our conversation, that you were almost Orthodox.
Yeah, we'll see. Sometimes on Saturday, we're not allowed to light a cigarette. You can't light a fire. You can't turn on the light. You can't drive your car. You can't do this and that. You can't do nothing, really. So I'm not so good at that, because I still like to watch TV. So you can call me a fraudster, but I'm not a fraudster. But I don't go around driving my car, and I don't go out on the street lighting up cigarettes or smoke marijuana or anything like that.
Do you go to a Reform synagogue?
No, I go to an Orthodox synagogue.
Interesting. And do you feel, is it your view or your, what am I trying to say, your observation that most other people in the congregation at the synagogue also may not exactly keep Shabbat?
No, 99.9% do. Very few people that don't observe it. Because to go to something like that, kind of like doesn't make sense, but there are people that do. I mean, it depends how big the synagogue is.
All right, well, Lanny, good to hear from you. Appreciate your call very much.
Wait, there was one more thing that I wanted just to tell you something.
Okay,
it's all key and central to this. The whole purpose of life, as far as we believe, is to exercise free choice. If God wanted to be put himself here and let you look at him, type thing, then we would just be robots. Every one of us, we'd be nothing but robots. That's not what God wanted. God put us here so that we can exercise our free choice. That's what you have all your life. Everything's a choice. You know it, I know it.
But there are, whether you're talking science or whether you're talking theology, there are consequences to certain choices.
Absolutely, 100%.
What do you believe happens to your energy when you die?
All it says in the Torah, it just says that Moses was gathered unto his people. What does that mean? Nobody's come back to tell us. I don't know. No idea.
All right, Lanny, I appreciate the call, and I know it's a few weeks off, but hopefully have a delightful Hanukkah.
And you have a wonderful white Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to all the people listening to your great station.
Indeed. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Interesting response to this topic. I must say I'm rather proud of this one. Here is Roy in Boston. Roy, you're on WBEN. Roy, spiritual, religious, agnostic, atheist, none of the above, maybe ancient aliens. What's going on here?
Well, good afternoon, Tom, and I am a born-again Bible-believing Christian, but I would like to refer to an article I read about a year ago that is peripheral to the subject matter at hand.
Well, I'd rather hear it in your own words.
Okay. About a year ago, there was a scientific conference held in Istanbul, Turkey, and these were the top scientists from all over the world. They had different cultures, different beliefs, some were atheists. And quite a few of them had two or three doctorates. And they all agreed that mankind has learned more in the last 20 years or so than in the last 2000. And they used DNA as one example. Now, that was discovered, I think, back in the late 60s, if I recall correctly.
I think it was the early 60s, the double helix, and I think that got the Nobel Prize.
Yeah, oh, correct, yes. Well, there are quite a few of them that have studied DNA their entire life. Their whole career is built on studying DNA. And they all said they come to a point where there are certain aspects of DNA that are so complicated and so convoluted that they doubted they'll ever be able to figure it out. They're just at they hit a brick wall with many aspects of it. Not all, but quite a few of it. And they all agreed that this had to be created by an intelligence so superior to anything that the human mind could comprehend or imagine that it's just beyond our belief. And even the atheists agreed that there had to be some sort of supreme intelligence creator or something of that nature that created the DNA.
Well, obviously I'm not familiar with that particular article, but as a specific example of a mystery that science has been unable to really explain despite its best efforts so to do, the Shroud of Turin. It defies everything logical. The Shroud of Turin should not exist. It should not have happened, not in that era. It shouldn't have happened.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's many things that have yet to be discovered or figured out or whatever.
So, okay, let's just say that there is you say that you are a Bible-believing, born-again guy, and you cite this article where all these big minds, all the big brains got together and allegedly said that there was a superior intelligence. Did that superior intelligence just create us, or are there other places out there that God is keeping an eye on?
Well, the Bible deals with people on Earth and their relationship to God. Now, as far as other life forms and throughout the universe, it's possible. You know, it's debatable. I don't know. But let me say this. If I were a being from another galaxy or planet or whatever, and I discovered Earth, I'm not going to land and say, take me to your leader. I'm going to study the people. I'll send out probes and whatever, and I'll watch them for quite a length of time. And to see the way people treat each other and the way they behave on this planet, what I would do is I would set up a beacon, and warn others not to come here because I would consider this to be a penal colony for the criminally insane.
Maybe Washington, D.C. would be its capital. Thank you, Roy, very much for the phone call. If I ever got abducted by aliens, I don't think my first question would be, why are we here? What is the nature of the universe? My first question would be, what is the fixation with the anal probes?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.